It is my privilege to bring you a report of the Elnora Bible Institute. I stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before in building this Bible Institute. From the early vision of having a Bible school for our young people, and most recently, the man who has held it all together and continued to build it is with us, and I would like to honor Brother Dawson Hooley and his wife and what I've fondly called his board of directors. I'm not sure where they are, but would you stand, please, brother and sister? And are the board of directors here? We are indebted as a church to you, my brother. The time comes when you have a Bible school and things are going well, and it seems wise and prudent to move on to another level. And that is the intention of our board of directors, the official board of directors, as we have visited together about the Bible school. We commonly have said it is not a college. We don't intend it to be a college. That is not what I'm talking about in moving it to the next level. Rather, we are talking about strategic planning for the Bible Institute that has a very broad spectrum of opportunities. We have been riding with the help and advice of the student body, of the faculty, of the staff, of the board, a strategic plan. It is not ready yet to see a public view. It has evolved into 18 pages of single-spaced material, an 11-point type, and it is still growing. As we anticipate 20 years of planning for the Bible Institute, 20 years from now. And the board is busy now putting dates on those steps as to how and when we will attempt to go forward. One small part of that has to do with the physical plant. That is not the major emphasis. The major emphasis is in terms of education, in terms of students, in terms of community development, as we seek to serve the Biblical Mennonite Alliance and other like-minded churches. To get an idea of the size of the impact thus far, I'm going to ask for a few people to stand, and they're only representatives of a larger group in each category. But first of all, the students from the two terms of 2011. Would you stand, please? I know you are here. Okay. Mostly over here. Remain standing. Now, may we have added to that group any students who have ever attended either BMABI or EBI. Would you stand, please? Okay, you're starting to get the picture, folks. Now remain standing, please, and let's have the staff members and faculty that have worked or taught at BMABI or EBI stand, please. If you've ever taught a class, been a staff member. Okay. Now look around, folks. We have a large constituency, and they aren't all here. Thank you. You may be seated. The Institute has served the constituency. That's obvious, I believe. And we want to continue to do that and to raise the levels of that service for you. We look at the Bible Institute not at what it is, though it is a useful tool in the hands of the Lord now, but rather what it can become. And we look at Davis County, Indiana, where the Institute is located, not as what it is, but what it can become by the grace of God. And we look at the town of Elnora, some 739 souls, not at what it is, but what it can become. We see Elnora, Davis County, Indiana, as a mission field. That's no rebuke as to those believers that live there and work there and are burdened for that, but we see it as a mission field and we see what it can become. We have reached out to help churches. We want to do much more of that in the future. We've met with the pastors of the Anabaptist churches in the county. We want to continue those meetings and offer our help. We've had an evening school this past year with an attempt to reach into the community of people who would not be available in the daytime. And we offer an evening school series of classes, and we plan to continue to do that. We look at the choir opportunities and the possibility of ministering music in choir work, community choir sorts of things, and we want to do that for the community as an attempt to reach into the community. So there's just a number of areas that we would like to provide for the believers there and also for as a witness there. The Lord has given us a good school year. We ended second term basically, or we had second term basically full as far as student capacity is concerned. I think there was a bed or two in the girls' dorm available, but beyond that, we were full. And we plan to push ahead and hopefully bust the seams out of the place as we go forward with students and staff. Now, the strategic plan involves, as I've already suggested, not merely a school out in Davis County where we go for a few months and come back home. We need to invest ourselves as people of BMA in the school and the community there. And we are asking people to move to Davis County, Elnora in particular. And as some of you know, the real estate there is quite reasonable at this point. We are asking people of various walks of life as Christians to move there. We need all sorts of people to build there. A community, add to the community that's there. We need teachers. We need faculty to move there. My wife and I are planning to move there ourselves in 2013. We have some commitments from other people that will be moving there, Lord willing, to invest in this work. As an example of what can be done, in talking with the town people and the leadership of the town, one of the first things they mentioned is we need our grocery store back. Their grocery store closed something over a year ago, a year and a half ago or so. And whether that's a too risky venture or not might be debated, but that grocery store serves several communities. And they miss it. And that might be an opportunity for a business person who was willing to take that kind of risk to go there and pick up where that grocery store left off. We're not saying that would be a ministry of the Institute, but it is a part of the infrastructure that needs to be built there to serve the Institute and help the Institute serve the community better. As we think of community development, I don't want to cast any stones at residents of Elnora, but I think they could agree with me that it is not the most beautiful town in America. On the other hand, it could be beautified. And our students in the past have helped with that. And the town appreciates those works on behalf of our student body and others who have worked at the community. And they would be happy for our support, whether it is in man hours or whether it's just encouragement that we can give to that community. It's sort of a backwater town in middle America, but it has great potential. Remember what we said earlier? Look not at what it is, but what it can be. And I think that urban renewal, Elnora style, is a possibility, and we need to be thinking in those ways. So there are opportunities for people in the Alliance to come to Elnora and help out, and there's a need for some to come permanently to locate there. The local people will be helping as well, and we appreciate their attitude and their support. But we need, I believe, to do more and to work toward a larger community of faith in that area. As far as the education itself, we have had 2 6-week terms at Elnora for some time. And with the board's support and encouragement, we are adding to that this coming year. We will be having 2 6-week terms beginning the 1st of January, and then we will be adding a 3-week term after that. So a total of 15 weeks will be offered this year. The 3-week term is for our youth students, but with an emphasis on issues of leadership. And we are hoping that some of the pastors, who, by the way, if you are a BMA ordained minister, your tuition would be free. So that removes one obstacle for some. Okay? We are encouraging leaders from the churches, as well as ministers, to come for that third term, together with the youth. The course offerings will be Anabaptist History and Theology, taught by Marcus Yoder. Another course for women in our women's department, Women of Faith. Some of the Bible women together with some of the Christian Anabaptist women of history, taught by Narita Yoder. The Sermon on the Mount, taught by Brother Steve Byler, and a choir class, as well as a course from our catalog entitled Effective Leadership. This is leadership in the church, which I'm assigned to teach. We invite you to consider the 3-week term if you cannot come otherwise. If you can come otherwise as well as come to the 3-week term. We want to keep the place full as we go forward together. Now, that's this year, this coming year, that's 2012, the winter and spring of 2012. That will take us through the month of April. In the fall of 2013, the board has authorized us to say that we are planning to have a 15-week semester beginning on Labor Day, or beginning the day after Labor Day, going to Christmas recess. It's 15 weeks, followed by, in the winter of 14, the 2 6-week terms and a 3-week term. And we intend to maintain the 2 sixes and the 3 because of people's schedules. But then beginning in the fall of 13, it will be possible to go to school all the school year. And we are particularly gearing that 15-week term together with the other terms, but particularly we're gearing it toward a pre-college year. Many of our young people go away to college and do not return to their local church. That distresses us because Anabaptism is an accurate and reasonable faith, and it can be defended. And I believe the only reason our young people would leave it is because they do not understand it well and do not know how to give a proper apologetic. And so it will be our intention to have that as a pre-college year, but also available to others who are not going to college. And we are offering some of these courses with particular emphasis to our missionary candidates as well. So as we look forward, these are some of the, to me, very exciting developments for our Bible school, our Bible Institute. We need people, and as we go forward, we will need some money. Though that's not the major ingredient, it is hard to get along without it. We primarily need people who have gifts in various ways, whether gifts in building, gifts in managing businesses, gifts of service. We need people that are willing to think about relocating to Elnora. And we want to serve on all of these fronts to build the Bible Institute into an even more useful tool in the kingdom of God. So there is much to be done, and we are excited about being a part of it. This old man enjoys the potential that lays ahead. And I can't speak for the young people, but this old man likes to work with the young people, and it really is great fun. They seem to get a little fun out of it, too. So, would you pray for us? And would you consider giving to this worthwhile work an investment in eternity, preparing our people of BMA to more effectively serve the Lord and stand for truth? And would you consider perhaps some long-range gifting? There will be needs for expansion of property things. And really, now is the time to buy a house or two in Elnora. We actually had a house that we had looked at. They came back to us. It was a livable house, believe it or not. They came back to us and wanted to sell it to us for $17,000. Now, if you want a real nice house, you might have to pay $50,000. But I say it's reasonable now. But I also say that things are happening in Davis County that will change that in the fairly near future. The section of the I-69 highway, which will be approximately a mile from the Institute, is due to be finished. That section of it is due to be finished at the end of 2012. And things are happening in Davis County in terms of zoning and other things that will raise the property values fairly quickly after a while, we believe. So we have a window of opportunity in those things. We ask you to pray for us and work with us. Help us, give as unto the Lord, as the Lord moves you. And thank you very much for the support you have given and the way you have blessed us thus far. I hope you will give good attention to the choir as they sing and reflect upon things that have been happening at the Institute this year.